Part 2. You will hear part of a lecture about the artist Franz Marc. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Franz Marc is one of the lesser-known artists of the group known as the German Expressionists, but he was instrumental in pointing the way towards abstract art. In 1998, several of Marc's paintings fetched record prices at auction in London, and today he's recognized as one of the most significant artists of the 20th century. Born in Munich in 1880, Marc was profoundly influenced by the work of the post-impressionists, in particular Van Gogh and Gauguin, which led him to experiment with bright primary colors. His subject matter consisted mainly of animals, which he perceived as beings with spiritual qualities, at one with nature. It was this purity that he wanted to express through color. In this important 1910 painting, Horse in a Landscape, observe the blue mane and tail of a purple horse presiding over a vista of rich primary colors. This work is an excellent example of Marc's attempt to depict the world through an animal's eyes. Yellow cows, blue horses, green foxes, and orange deer are just some of the animals Marc painted, with a profound love and sensitivity. In Yellow Cow, observe how the animal kicks up its hind legs and raises its head to the sky, leaping and bellowing with joy. As Marc's art matures, we see the influence of cubism enter his work. The softer, flat areas of color give way to more angular, geometrical shapes. In this next picture, Deer in the Forest 2, a dense network of abstract shapes representing the forest pulls the eye toward the graceful forms of deer emerging through the undergrowth. Note how the animals appear to be at peace, far from the danger and corruption of a human world. Yet in a series of paintings dated around 1913, there is a sense of trouble in the air, a presentiment of the coming of the Great War. In The Fate of the Animals, the artist offers a glimpse of what is to come. The green horses in the top left of the picture look panic-stricken, while the blue deer in the center is frozen, its head thrown back to the sky. Has it just been shot, or is it perhaps simply relishing its life? If you look to the right of the picture, in the direction the animals were probably headed, there are dense brown and murky images, a rare departure from Marc's beloved primary colors, and they seem to forewarn of something unnatural and dark. In The Wolves, Marc abandons his favorite horses and deer, and offers yet another vision of impending doom. Here, a group of wolves are depicted in various attitudes: defensive, aggressive, menacing. Green flames and clouds of purple smoke denote the destruction of the landscape, while in the bottom right-hand corner, some pink flowers, a symbol of natural beauty, droop and die. By this time, Marc had co-founded the group Der Blaue Reiter, which can be translated as the Blue Rider, with the Russian artist Vasily Kandinsky. Their aim was to express spiritual truth, and they adopted a spontaneous, intuitive approach to painting, reminiscent of primitivism and the pure art of children. Despite having no particular ideology as such, the group believed in bringing art into the future. More on them later. Now, let's look at some of Marc's later works from 1913 and 1914. At this stage, his work showed great promise and development of an individual style. Stables consists of almost purely geometrical forms overlapping and shining through each other, a curve of red or white representing a horse's flank or fetlock. Fighting Forms is entirely abstract, and brings together swirling complementary colors, orange and blue. When the war finally broke out in 1914, Marc was called to the front. He was greatly disturbed by the loss of life around him, including that of the animals caught up in the fighting. Marc's sketches from the front reflect his fears and worries, though he hoped that something good would eventually come out of the war. Tragically, Marc did not survive the slaughter. He was killed by a grenade in 1916, while patrolling on his horse near Verdun in France. He was only 36.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Franz Marc is one of the lesser-known artists of the group known as the German Expressionists, but he was instrumental in pointing the way towards abstract art. In 1998, several of Marc's paintings fetched record prices at auction in London, and today he's recognized as one of the most significant artists of the 20th century. Born in Munich in 1880, Marc was profoundly influenced by the work of the post-impressionists, in particular Van Gogh and Gauguin, which led him to experiment with bright primary colors. His subject matter consisted mainly of animals, which he perceived as beings with spiritual qualities, at one with nature. It was this purity that he wanted to express through color. In this important 1910 painting, Horse in a Landscape, observe the blue mane and tail of a purple horse presiding over a vista of rich primary colors. This work is an excellent example of Marc's attempt to depict the world through an animal's eyes. Yellow cows, blue horses, green foxes, and orange deer are just some of the animals Marc painted, with a profound love and sensitivity. In Yellow Cow, observe how the animal kicks up its hind legs and raises its head to the sky, leaping and bellowing with joy. As Marc's art matures, we see the influence of Cubism enter his work. The softer, flat areas of color give way to more angular, geometrical shapes. In this next picture, Deer in the Forest 2, a dense network of abstract shapes representing the forest pulls the eye toward the graceful forms of deer emerging through the undergrowth. Note how the animals appear to be at peace, far from the danger and corruption of a human world. Yet in a series of paintings dated around 1913, there is a sense of trouble in the air, a presentiment of the coming of the Great War. In The Fate of the Animals, the artist offers a glimpse of what is to come. The green horses in the top left of the picture look panic-stricken, while the blue deer in the center is frozen, its head thrown back to the sky. Has it just been shot, or is it perhaps simply relishing its life? If you look to the right of the picture, in the direction the animals were probably headed, there are dense brown and murky images, a rare departure from Marc's beloved primary colors, and they seem to forewarn of something unnatural and dark. In The Wolves, Marc abandons his favorite horses and deer, and offers yet another vision of impending doom. Here, a group of wolves are depicted in various attitudes, defensive, aggressive, menacing. Green flames and clouds of purple smoke denote the destruction of the landscape, while in the bottom right-hand corner, some pink flowers, a symbol of natural beauty, droop and die. By this time, Marc had co-founded the group Der Blaue Reiter, which can be translated as the Blue Rider, with the Russian artist Vasily Kandinsky. Their aim was to express spiritual truth, and they adopted a spontaneous, intuitive approach to painting, reminiscent of primitivism and the pure art of children. Despite having no particular ideology as such, the group believed in bringing art into the future. More on them later. Now, let's look at some of Marc's later works from 1913 and 1914. At this stage, his work showed great promise and development of an individual style. Stables consists of almost purely geometrical forms overlapping and shining through each other, a curve of red or white representing a horse's flank or fetlock. Fighting Forms is entirely abstract, and brings together swirling complementary colors, orange and blue. When the war finally broke out in 1914, Marc was called to the front. He was greatly disturbed by the loss of life around him, including that of the animals caught up in the fighting. Marc's sketches from the front reflect his fears and worries, though he hoped that something good would eventually come out of the war. Tragically, Marc did not survive the slaughter. He was killed by a grenade in 1916, while patrolling on his horse near Verdun in France. He was only 36.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.